Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This morning for our Daily Inspiration, let's turn our to the scriptures in 2 Corinthians. Excuse me. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, starting in verse 6. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6. It says, "Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious." That's talking about the Ten Commandments when Moses went up into the mountain there, and God gave him the law. He gave him the Ten Commandments. He wrote them up on stone. So it says, "But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away." When Moses came down from the mountain there, the children of Israel could not look at his face. He had to put a veil across his face because he seen the glory of God. Verse 8, "How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of the condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth. For that which is done away was glorious, much more with that which remaineth is glorious." And so what Paul's saying here is that was glorious. It was so glorious that Moses' face shone. But he's also saying that the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious. And it says that much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. And so what we have today, the ministration that we have today, the glory that's available today is even brighter than that which shone up on Moses, shone from Moses' face. The glory of the Spirit of God and righteousness dwelling in the born-again believer is so much more glorious. It says, "For that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious." And so my question is this morning, you know, Moses' face shone. How does our face shine? Does it radiate with that joy in the glory of the Lord? Does it, that people in this world that are lost can look up on us and see the glory of God? Are they asking, what's with this person? You know, it says that the glory that we have through the Spirit is much more glorious than the glory that shone from Moses' face. Moses there, that he had to cover his face. It was so bright that they couldn't even look at him. And so it's a challenge to me, and just pray that, you know, that we would all examine our hearts, you know, that the it says, "For the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory." Are we manifesting this glory that exceeds this ministration of righteousness? You know, a lot of professing Christians today are falling back concerning righteousness and righteous living. They're picking up their old ways. And, you know, in Romans it says the name of God is blasphemed. And so my prayer is that you would be inspired to continue to manifest this glory and righteousness and not fall back into your old ways, that God would receive glory and honor, that his glory would shine to the lost. Because the glory that is available to you and I through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, exceeds the glory that Moses had. In fact, the glory that Moses had was done away with. We have a brighter light. The scripture says in Matthew 5, let your light so shine that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. And so that's my encouragement to you this morning. And I will close with that and a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I do bow my heart here before you this morning. I just pray that you would help us to shine forth the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ that exceeds the glory that Moses had. I pray that you would strengthen our mortal bodies, that you would help us to continually walk by faith in righteousness and holiness all the days before our life. I pray that you would bless each one that listens this morning to this word, and may they be inspired to go forth and show forth the glory that exceeds in glory. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. Pray your will be done in our hearts and lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening, and God bless. And I would like to hear from you if you desire to talk to someone. My phone number is 260-466-4899. Thank you for listening. God bless.